Hi everyone, this is Kim McLaughlin and I am from feedyoursoulunlimited.com. I help people learn to feed their soul and to nourish their bodies in different ways other than overeating and overusing food. And we're here today to talk together. I have these once a month community calls that I love to do, and I love to come and talk about what is current, what is important, and what I hear from all of you is on your minds. And I'll get into all of that in just a few minutes. I'm waiting for everybody to start logging on, making sure that everything is set for that. If you haven't visited my website, I would really encourage you to do so. It's at feedyoursoulunlimited.com. I help people who are struggling in their lives. They feel unhappy. They feel sad. They feel overwhelmed. They feel stressed. They feel overloaded. And it shows up in overeating and binge eating and emotional eating. And they feel out of control. And maybe not all the time out of control, but enough times feeling out of control that it's really a pretty big concern. I help them move from feeling that struggle, that pain, that overwhelm into feeling more confident and comfortable in their lives, which ends up then translating to more confidence with their food. It's funny, I was just talking with somebody a little bit ago and I was describing what she did, and she said, "You actually help people in all areas of their life." And that is absolutely true. Food is just a symptom. Food is just where it shows up for all the people that I work with. It's all the things beforehand that lead up to the food and lead up to the overeating that are the concerns. And that's what I find is the most helpful sweet spot to help people with. And this is moving off of the idea of restriction, of dieting, of controlling our food, and really into the area of feeling empowered, feeling confident, feeling balanced. Balance has been a real big word for me lately. Balance. Do you feel balanced in your life? And when we feel out of balance and overloaded, it comes up in food. So that's what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about how to balance our lives, how to feel more successful. And today is a really important topic, and it has to do with this holiday season. I've been writing a lot about this and talking to a lot of people about this because really this overeating season. The overeating season, that it is all of October. It really starts in October. It starts before Halloween. And you might participate in Halloween or not participate, but I tell you, the candy, the food, the parties, the stuff is out there starting in October all the way to January. All the way to January 1. And that's when many people that you know will come and say, "I'm starting my diet. I've got to lose weight. I don't want to struggle anymore." And they'll start dieting. And what we know is come January 1 is all the weight loss clinics are going to be filled up with people. We know also that all the gyms are going to be filled up with people. And people are going to be coming to work off that holiday extravaganza they had, but also on whatever other problem they think they have with weight and overeating. And they're going to go do that. And what will happen is that will happen a couple of months. I always find that the gym is more crowded in January, February. Come March, it starts to taper off. April, it definitely tapers off. And that's been my experience. And the same thing happens in all of the diet clinics, because there's a lot of sadness and pain that shows up around the first of the year when people start checking in and going, "I don't like what I see." Well, I'm here to say that let's let's not even go into the first of the year feeling overwhelmed and overloaded and stressed. Let's focus on it now. Let's find a way to live our lives differently. And that is exactly what I'm here for you today to talk about. So now that we're in this holiday season, I notice all of the food that's showing up. We're making plans. We're starting to talk about, or we have been talking about, what is the holidays going to look like, all the way from what are we doing on Halloween all the way up to what are we doing January the 1st. So we're in full swing. And what I wonder is how are you feeling about all of that? Are you feeling a little stressed? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed? Are you wondering how in the heck you're going to do this? Or possibly you said, forget it. I'm just going to go all in. I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm going to do everything I want to do. Who cares if I feel stressed? Who cares if I overeat? I'm just going to go all in. I'm going to enjoy it in whatever way I can. And come January 1, I'll look at it. Well, that really means for 2 months from now, a month and a half, you're going to go in and kind of just not be present and not be conscious and not be mindful. And I'm here to tell you there's another way to live your life, another way to handle this holidays. I think sometimes people think, no, I know this because I've talked to many people, is that they just go, whatever, I'm just planning on gaining weight over the holidays and I'm going to lose the weight when it comes January 1. That's a really kind of, it can be a kind of challenging way to manage your life because you can gain weight and it's hard to lose it. And what I'm here to say is, how about we focus on taking care of ourselves? How about we focus on putting food in its proper place as nourishment and looking at how are we going to be in balance, right? That's the big word, is how are we going to be in balance? So what I think the starting spot is to recognize that you want to do it differently. I'm here to tell you, I want to do it differently. I started a few years ago as I've been working this program I talked to you about. When I've been doing it myself, I have made the commitment that it's not a free-for-all over the holidays, that I plan every year to look even more mindfully at what am I doing, how am I taking care of myself, and how is food showing up for me in my life. And so first it's noticing that we want to do something different. The next thing what we want to do is think about a plan. And what is your plan for this holiday season? What is it you want to do? I'm here to tell you that we can't do everything. We cannot get it all done. We can't do work perfectly. We can't do family perfectly. We can't do the presents perfectly and make a lot of money and do everything we want to do and rest and cook and everything. And I want to encourage you to start thinking about what is your plan for this holiday? What is it you want to do? And I want you to consider what would give you pleasure. There is, so there's six components that I always go through with people that I work with that I call it their emotional eating solution. And there are six components. Only one of them is food. And the six components are food and how we show up to literally to the table. The second component is emotions and how are we feeling? What's going on for us in our emotional center? The third component is thoughts. Where is our thinking getting us off track? How is our thinking keeping us on track? The fourth component is part of what we're going to talk about today is lifestyle. Lifestyle has to do with how your day runs, dealing with your family, dealing with work, friends, how you just basically live your life is lifestyle. And there's a lot of ways we can make some really productive changes, some twists in it to get our lifestyle in the direction that we want to go. The fifth component is mindfulness. And that's also a little bit about what we're going to talk about today is how am I going to be more mindful, right? My starting question was, or starting thoughts were about what do you want to do, and how can we be more centered in ourselves, and how do you want to go about this holiday season in a more mindful way? And then the sixth component of our emotionally beamed solutions is, it's a large category. It's self-esteem, self-worth, and body image. And they're all packed together. And they are a huge piece of helping us stay in balance. So if we have these six components of our lives in balance, food's going to end up being in balance too. It's just how it works. So then we don't need to do restriction. We don't need to do dieting. We don't need to do these massive programs to lessen food or to find a new way to eat. It's just making sure we're all imbalanced. And that's what I think of when I think of this holiday season, is starting with that plan, that lifestyle plan of, what do I want this holiday to look like? What do I want my days to look like? What do I want my nights to look like? What would I like my weekends to look like? And thinking about, where do I want to be? Who do I want to be with? What do I want to do? And how would I like to feel at the end of the holidays? As well as, how would I like to show up? How would I like to show up to the parties or the events? Or even, how do I want to show up if I'm at home with my family or at home by myself? These are many questions that I think are super important to look at what what that plan is going to be for you over this holiday. We were just talking in my family about who wants to do what? What are the things that we want to do this Christmas, this holiday season? And we started to make plans for Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving. What shows do we want to see over the holidays? Because there's certain really fun shows that come out, TV shows and also just plays and events. And what do we want to do on Christmas? And we just had making plans for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. This, I find, is really important, because as we look at the plans, what's most important shows up. Like, what rises to the top is the most important thing shows up. And then we can let go of the things, or I encourage you to let go of the things that don't work for you, to make it more in balance. I don't know. That just seems to me to be the word for this season, is, how can we be in balance? So what do you want to do? And who do you want to be with over this holidays? And I encourage you to start thinking about that if you haven't already. Because what can happen is we can end up going places that we really don't want to go, and seeing people that we really don't want to see, or spending more time with people, certain people that we don't want to spend time with. And I really understand the idea of, oh, they're my family, I have to go do this. And I want to question you as to, do you? And how do you feel when you go and do that? Do you feel like you're selling your soul and you're not doing what you really want to do? And if it isn't, is there another way to manage this time? I do sometimes, if it's somebody I really don't want to see too much, it's like, I make it a shorter period of time. I limit it. I make sure that the people I really want to see, I spend more time with them, and I make sure to see them. This helps me remain in balance, and I then feel more satisfied. And this is that part that raises our self-esteem. When we're doing the things we really want to do that sing for us, you know, and I mean that kind of feel, make us feel great, it then shows up in the rest of our lives, right? When we're going to places that we really enjoy, when we're hanging out with people that are really fun, when we're doing things that we really want to do, we feel better. And when we feel better, when we feel happier, when we feel more joyful, food's more in balance. Our life is more in balance. What we do, sales. So make a plan. Think about what you want to do, who you want to do it with, how long you want to do it for, and start making plans so that you make sure that you're doing the things you want to do. Another piece that comes in over this holiday season that I think is super important is to notice your emotions that are showing up. Notice the emotions that are coming up for you. As I was just talking about making a plan, did that lead you to feel upset and nervous about how am I going to do it? Or how am I going to say no to this uncle? Or how can I not go to this party? Just notice that. Just notice how it feels and begin to wonder what you might want to do about that. So if you're thinking about going to a party, let's say, and the thought of it makes you feel uncomfortable, sad, frustrated, because you really, when you ask yourself, like, why am I feeling that way? Because I really don't want to go. Well, I wonder then if that's a clue for you to help you make a different choice. So start noticing those emotions that come in. This is a part of mindfulness. And I love those of you who have been on my calls before know that I'm a firm believer in deep breathing. And this is when I like to do a lot of deep breathing to try and figure out what's going on for me. So I encourage you, just take a deep breath in. Do that with me. Out. Let's do it again. In. Out. And notice as you do it, I naturally close my eyes when I do that. If you're driving, don't do that. Just keep your eyes open. And we don't want you to get in any trouble. But notice how it feels to take those deep breaths. You're more in touch with your body. You're feeling more, or at least I am more in touch with my body. I'm feeling more centered. And I'm feeling more mindful. And when I feel more mindful within my body and within myself, I then can start noticing how I feel. And sometimes it can be hard to notice how we feel because it doesn't always make sense. So noticing the emotions that are starting to come up over this holiday season is critical. And I like to, I kind of have some couple of categories of emotions, and I think a lot of other words of emotions fit into these, but these are mine. Happy, sad, mad, lonely, bored, anxious. Those are some of the biggies that I hear people talk about. Happy, sad, mad, lonely, bored, and anxious. So those are one, two, three, four, five. Those are six. Six emotions that show up a lot for people that I work with. And when you start checking in with yourself, I find these emotions are gold. They're gold. And you might think that sounds a little crazy because some of these emotions you don't, what, anxious, bored, lonely, mad, sad, those aren't emotions that you really want to feel, right? And I can hear you guys saying that to me, is that those are not emotions that are always ones that you find pleasant or ones you want to really have going on. But I'm here to tell you they actually do show up. And if we're not mindful, those emotions can get the better of us. We might say things we don't want to say. We might act in a way that doesn't fit for us. We might overshare something that we don't want to share. We might just not be the person we want to be, not be that person that we want to be showing up to the table. I like to practice joy. Am I in joy right now? And what can I do to be more in joy? That's been a really important one for me. And these feelings. And so what happens is, I'll get back to these six feelings that I was just talking about, is they are what I call a barometer. They're the barometer to help you notice what else is going on. They're the doorway into figuring out what's going on. So I love to take that deep breath, ask myself, how am I feeling? What's going on for me? And listen to those feeling words that start showing up. Listen for those, because they're trying to tell you something. And now it's figuring out what they're trying to say. So when those feeling words come up, the next thing we want to do is acknowledge them, go, okay, I hear that I'm feeling anxious, or I'm getting the sense I'm feeling anxious. And then we can come up with an idea of, what can I do about that? What can work for me? And that is super important. So we notice it, we name it, and then what am I going to do about this? I think, and this is the progression of having that opportunity to live our life, that lifestyle, in a different way where we can be the people that we want to be with others. So how to handle these emotions when they come up. One of the ways to do that is to think about what has worked for me in the past. When I feel anxious, me, Kim, when I feel anxious, what has worked for me in the past? Part of what works for me is getting relaxed. I found that when I get relaxed, the anxiety lessens and slows down and goes away. So I like to do, when I feel anxious, is one of my tools in my toolbox is to start deep breathing. And I was at a function last week and I was feeling my body, my stomach hurt, my back hurt. I didn't know what I was feeling. I literally went in the bathroom and just sat down for a minute and took deep breaths. I just breathed in and out, and in and out. And I was able to ask myself, Kim, what's going on? As I asked myself that question, I was then able to realize what was going on. I was feeling anxious, and I could come up with a plan about what to do because I got calm, took some deep breaths, asked myself what I needed, and then I could go and take care of myself so that that would lower the anxiety. I like having more options than not to start looking at my feelings, my emotions. And I encourage you to start doing that and start doing that over this holiday season. If you're feeling uncomfortable, wonder, what's going on for me? What do I need? How can I take care of myself? Some of my go-tos just in general are going and taking a deep breath. For any of those feelings, happy, sad, mad, lonely, bored, anxious, consistently taking a deep breath helps me center in and become more mindful on what I need to do. So for me, that's a big one. Another one for me is being physically active. So I might go take a little walk. That one works for me more often than not. That's one of my go-tos. Another one of my go-tos, that how I deal with emotions, is I talk to an emotionally safe person. So this would be somebody that I find is trustworthy, has my best interest at heart. They'll listen to me and they'll give me solid feedback. Or they maybe just listen, or maybe just, it's just, I need to be listened to. Sometimes that's all I need, is I just need to be listened to and feel heard. And then the feeling goes away. Another outlet that I have is I like writing. I'm doing journaling. I've been doing it regularly for a while. I find it's just my go-to, that when I don't know what's going on for me, journaling is one thing that really helps. So do you see what I'm saying is that I call it my toolbox. And I think everybody needs a toolbox. I think you most especially have to have a toolbox when we're going into a holiday season, not a day. Holiday is not a one-day thing. It's not Thanksgiving. It's not Christmas. It's not Halloween. It's not New Year's Eve. It's a season. It's a season. So let's look at how are we going to feel better about ourselves and feel more content, more joy, and more centered, along with being balanced. When all those things are happening, your food's going to be more in alignment. It just does. Because we're working from that outside, inside out. Dieting is outside in. This is inside out. This is focusing on self-esteem, worthiness, emotions, mindfulness, and using those as the components to help us feel better. So what I encourage you to do today after this call is to write down your plan. What might you like to do over this holiday? And what might your tools be in your toolbox that will help take care of you when the inevitable feelings show up? Happy, sad, happy you don't have to cry. And sometimes this happiness can lead us to overeat too. But more the sad, mad, lonely, bored, anxious. But have a plan of what are some of your go-tos. I told you mine. Mine are easy for me to tell you because I just do them. Get yours together and do those. I want to encourage you to use this holiday time as the time of increasing joy and the time of letting go of things that don't work for you. Say no to the people, places, and things that you need to say no to. And using this as a time of your own personal positivity and reflection and love and all those wonderful things. What I know is that it isn't always easy. And I know some of you are going to need some help, maybe all of you. And I'm offering a free 45-minute breakthrough session with me. Let's do it now before the holidays get into more full force. I encourage you to do that. I want you to set up time with me. It is a time of focusing on you. I listen to what's going on for you. I help you figure out what you need to do. And I help you get in touch with yourself. And that's exactly what we're talking about on this call, is getting back in touch with yourself. The more you're in touch with yourself, the less food's going to be an issue for you. So I want all of you. There's going to be a link in the webpage that I'm sending out to all of you. There's a link to contact me and sign up for a free breakthrough session. Sign up for it. It doesn't cost you anything except a little bit of time. Everybody who has the call with me, they always tell me they get a lot out of it and that they learn something different about themselves. I strongly encourage you to do that. I am here to help you. It doesn't have to be that hard. I want to make this a really great holiday season for you all, help you look at things differently and really start January 1 where you go, I got this. I know what to do. I have a plan. I feel great. That's what I want for all of you come January 1. And I'm here to offer it to you. I encourage you to listen to this as many times as you need to. Go to my webpage at feedyoursoulunlimited.com and /blog. And I have a lot of blogs on the holiday season and how to manage it. And I really encourage you to look at those, to get your boost and your elevation. Actually, that's another thing of what another thing that I do to take care of myself and to manage emotions is I read positive, uplifting writing that encourages me, writing that has something positive to say. And I have all that on my blog. So I really encourage you to go do that. I want you to make it a great day. I'm looking forward to talking with you on our free breakthrough session. And I will see you next month. This is Kim McLaughlin from FeedYourSoulUnlimited.com. Have a great rest of the day, everyone. Bye.